brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the ninth day of November 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in 30 minutes, we've got the rector who gave a little sermon at a church in Southern California and said that he was against the war. And the IRS says, you're not allowed to be against the war now. Why, that's politic, and there's no free speech in America. So we've got the rector coming up in about 30 minutes. Then in the second hour, we've got Wayne Madison coming on. Madison is a former U.S. Naval officer who was assigned to the National Security Agency during the Reagan administration. He also has some 20 years experience in computer security and data privacy. He has also worked for the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Computer Sciences Corporation. We'll be talking about 9/11 with us. We'll also get into the French riots that even spread into some neighboring countries that are now into their 13th, almost 14th day, but are starting to burn themselves out literally and figuratively, thank God, but still very, very serious. And we'll also get into the indictments. You know, where is that going? That's kind of gone off the radar screen. All the people that said that Bush and Cheney were indicted and Barbara Olson had been nabbed and, you know, all of this had happened. Why? We were going to get to the bottom of it. Well, now we haven't gotten to the bottom of it, so we'll be discussing that as well with Wayne Madison, who's just done a great job reporting on a host of issues. Also, oil company executives right now, are being grilled, as the press says, before a Senate committee. But they're not being grilled. It's a huge whitewash. I watched about 45 minutes of it earlier this morning, off and on, getting ready for my radio show, and it's just softball after softball. So later, I'm just going to randomly, literally, we recorded hours of this, and I just told the folks at Genesis that I sent a clip to, a 15-minute clip. I just said, randomly pick something and play it. I mean, everything I watched was whitewash softball lies. We know what's going on with the energy crisis in this country. It's engineered, just like the energy crisis back in the early 1970s. So that's coming up as well. There is just so much news here, and some good news concerning the election in the different states around the country yesterday, and some very bad news. But a program note for our Central Texas listeners and for those that may be listening right now. You know, I fight the New World Order. I have been physically attacked in a parking lot before. I am not afraid, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just deciding what to do with a phone call I got that was a clear threat last night. And I'm getting it transferred off my cell phone and recorded. And, of course, it's done skillfully, as people like that, you know, do things like that. That basically, if I don't shut up, they're going to come down here to my office and that I'm a bleeping bleeper. And, you know, I always love it. It's like the New World Order. They dish all this out on us and do all this stuff to us, years of attacks and the rest of it. And then we fight the New World Order. They get really upset. Well, it's the same thing with just little minions out there. They can't stand it when somebody gets sick of being attacked. You see, I have an impeccable record. I'm a nice guy. I leave everybody alone. And I've had just about enough of people trying to push me around and saying things about me that aren't true. And I haven't even taken the gloves off yet. So you just go ahead and you push and you do whatever you want. By the way, I'm sitting right here, and I've got a right to defend myself, and I will. I'm sitting right here, right now. What a joke. You may find a bunch of cowards out there you can push around, but you can't push Alexander Emmerich Jones around. Unbelievable. So you go cry wolf somewhere else, and you can huff and you can puff, but you're not going to blow this house down.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Rector J. Edwin Bacon of All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California. He even prefaced his little speech, his sermon with, I'm not saying vote for John Kerry or vote for George Bush. They're both lordly men, which I totally disagree with, and I'll tell him that when he gets on. But the war is wrong. See, even Knockneed, I'm not, as a preacher, supposed to be able to tell you I'm against this war. I'm not supposed to be able to have an opinion about anything, but the war is bad. Oh, the IRS is coming down on you. Where is the First Amendment? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So that's coming up. And then Wayne Madison, who worked with the Navy at the National Security Agency on a host of important issues, coming up in the second hour. I really look forward to that. Now, there's a lot of good news today and a lot of bad news, but let's go ahead and go into some of the good news. French rioting eases, if you can call it easing, as car burnings fall. France's storm of rioting and dousing people with gasoline and setting them on fire and killing people, well, that's in the French newspapers, video of it, but they like to keep it quiet over here, side issue, but France's storm of rioting eased Wednesday, with car burnings falling nearly by half, police said. But looters and vandals defied a state of emergencies with attacks on superstores, a newspaper warehouse, and a subway station. So they defied the state of emergency, went out and torched some of the corporate institutions. I guess they've moved on from the nurseries and elementary schools and pulling people out of cars and pouring gasoline on them because they're white. And there's no way to defend that, folks. I mean, if the Klan was out doing this, I'd decry it. When they dragged that old black man to death in Jasper, I decried it. And they knew him, by the way. I'm not defending what they did. It was horrible, white trash scum behavior. But he'd been one of the leaders of a black gang in the prison that they'd been in. So it was a gang war thing, a racial gang war thing, the product of our wonderful prisons that are factories for this, for the New World Order. But I'm just dragging innocent women around, setting them on fire, is really out of control. The extraordinary 12-day state of emergency, which began at midnight Tuesday, covered Paris, its suburbs, and more than 30 other French cities, from the Mediterranean to the border with Germany, and to Rouen in the north, and an indication of how widespread arson, riots, and other unrest had become in nearly 2 weeks of violence, going into 14 days, or two full weeks here in just a few hours. The unrest began October 27th and has grown into a nationwide insurrection by disillusioned suburb youths who complained of discrimination and unemployment. Although many of the French-born children of Arab and black African immigrants are Muslim, police say the violence is not being driven by Islamic groups. And I'm a tooth fairy. The emergency decree invoked a 50-year-old security law that dates to French colonial war in Algeria that empowers officials to put troublemakers under house arrest, ban or limit the movement of people and vehicles, confiscate weapons, and close public spaces where gangs gather. Now, I don't want to spend all day on this. I spent probably 30 minutes on it yesterday, but this is important. This will be used to bring in a greater police state. The poor gangs, predominantly black Africans and some Muslims and some whites, aren't going to get any, quote, freedom or any economic development from this. It's going to create more division between the Western Frenchmen and the transplanted third world populations. So it's going to cause more actual discrimination against them, which we do know goes on, and they discriminate right back. This is tribalism. This is how it works. It's why it's such a great tool for the globalist. And watch, France is already saying, and it wasn't hard to predict this last week, that, oh, no, there's not going to be cuts on our massive record immigration, both illegal and legal. We're just going to bring anybody in who wants to come in from the third world. It's not the wonderful immigrants' fault. It's not the fault that we've got such an imbalance in people who've not been assimilated. We're just going to keep it at the current explosive growth levels. So now they're saying that. Why, to prove our goodwill towards the third world will intensify. That's because this is exactly what the globalists want. This is exactly their plan. Same thing here, folks. Look at the economy. Look what's happened to the crime rate. Look what's happened just to a score of indicators with the open borders in this country. The 3 million illegals, that's conservative, that come in a year. The 1,200,000 illegals that come in a year, that's 4 million plus. We cannot assimilate. Our own government, our own media tells them, don't assimilate. See, and then these groups go out and torch buildings and have riots, and they claim they're attacking the corporate structure. But the corporate structure is funding what they're doing. The international corporations are bigger than the nation state. They are using racial warfare and ethnic strife to shut down the nation state, to bring it down. The globalists are threatened by anything pure and strong. The globalists are threatened by anyone who stands up for themselves. The globalists are threatened by that. They're threatened by strength. They're threatened by countries they can't bully. Bullies want little chicken necks they can push around. When somebody finally stands up to them, they don't like it, and they bluster at first. But once you punch the collective police state in the nose, it crumbles. And so the answer will be in France, an even greater police state, all done by design. Now, that's enough on the situation with France. Here is the good news today. Federal hate bill now virtually dead. Senator Frist says he won't let Senator Kennedy reintroduce it. Now, a year ago, when Frist had first got in as the majority leader in the Senate, he was pro-thought crime mind control bill. But then because of protesting, he became neutral. And now he's saying he is against it. This is a big, big deal. It shows that the majority of Americans support the First Amendment. And I don't care what poster child they trot out. Some racist Klan guy saying kill all the blacks, or some racist black doctor saying kill all the whites. It doesn't matter. Let the scum say that. They try to follow it. They try to act on it. They need to be dealt with. And they need to be stood up against. These bullies need to be stood up against and told we're not going to put up with. And we need to stand up against the media and go, hey, we're going to decry all of the racism, whether it's from the black racist, the white racist, the Zionist racist. You know, far too long the groups like that have gotten a pass, and you're not going to get a pass anymore. Federal hate bill now virtually dead. This is from Reverend Ted Pike with excellent analysis. All of this good news is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, by the way, your news leaders in the fight against the New World Order. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist's office told me that although Senator Edward Kennedy has vowed to force a vote in the Senate attached to his anti-hate bill, S-1145, to the Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act, again, has nothing to do with that, but they tagged it on so people heard the bill name and thought, why, you're against that? You're for sex offenders? Had nothing to do with it. It would federalize all the counties and cities under federal hate crime control and prosecute people if they, quote, hurt somebody's feelings. They tried to test this out before it was even law in Philadelphia last year, and tried to put 7 Christians in jail for 47 years apiece for praying on the street corner. That is admitted. And the feds, with George Bush's Justice Department, helped do it. And the same one that goes after people that protest Bush and anti-war demonstrations and gives them 6 months in prison. I mean, it's already happening. For peacefully standing there. First, Frist said that he will not give Kennedy such an opportunity. The House representatives on September 14th passed the House version of Kennedy's bill, H.R. 2662. Again, the House did that as a rider to the Children's Safety Act, H.R. 3132. Yet Frist is under no obligation to bring the Senate version of the Child's Safety Act, S-1086, to a vote. This effectively kills the hate bill's chances of passing in Congress this year. And I would add, it signals a major shift in the leadership of the Republican Party towards at least publicly saying they're not for this, something we haven't been able to get out of them in the last 7 years. 7 years ago, they shifted from being against hate crimes laws to being, quote, for them, and now we're getting signals that they're no longer going to support them. So we are literally battering this creature back under the rock. I commend you out there. This is great news. Here's more good news. Schwarzenegger pinned everything on getting laws passed that would restrict the voting rights of the people, that would put in police state powers and centralization powers over the California legislature, that would give party leaders more control, that would just allow all sorts of subterfuge and rewriting of current political lines. It went down in flames. His initiatives, period, there were many of them, went down in flames in a stinging rebuke. This is AP. Voters reject Schwarzenegger initiatives. In a stinging rebuke from voters who elected him 2 years ago, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger efforts to reshape state government were rejected during a special election that darkened his prospects for a second term. The Republican governor and former Hollywood actor, who likes to say he can sell anything, on Tuesday saw all 4 of his signature ballot proposals rejected. Magically, he did win on a lot of the special Diebold machines, but in other areas, it was so overwhelmingly against those special machines, and we have the numbers coming in on those, that it was still defeated. You see, it's only 35% roughly of the country has them in now, and that's about the number, around 30-something percent in California I saw a year ago. I know it's more now, and it just didn't work for you. You got to have all those machines, Arnold. The election pitted the once dominant Republican governor against 2 of California powerhouse political forces, public employee unions and Democrats who control the legislature. The unions spent millions of dollars to beat Schwarzenegger's propositions to limit the use of their members' dues to political purposes, cap Senate spending, redraw legislative districts, and restrict public school teacher tenure. It was a sobering evening for a man once considered among the most popular politicians in America. And I'd like to say you, the listeners, and ArnoldExposed.com, I think we're a good part, maybe 5% or more, of putting nails in the coffin of Schwarzenegger's political future. But he's not dead yet. This boy's got 7 lives. We'll be right back.
government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation, never backing down to the New World Order and all their pimps and all their pomps and all their little minions. But Schwarzenegger's initiatives, even the way that they were posed to the public, are horrible. And they really didn't do anything to help anybody. Of his four initiatives, the one about school teacher tenure, I think that that's the one that, you know, had the most merits, but it doesn't matter. The other stuff he was doing was so horrible, that was just a smokescreen for it. That was just a smokescreen. And I did look at California tenure for school teachers. I mean, I believe the whole public school system itself is a fraud and hurts children, hurts teachers. It's all, you know, federal curriculum. So I believe it should all be scrapped right now. Nobody should be in public schools, and that's not an attack on the teachers. But the only facet to, again, his four initiatives was that. And there are ways to get rid of teachers if there is a problem in California. So really that was another red herring, just a piggyback and kind of coattail his entire program onto it. Some bad things happening. Overall, Republican governors have been better on the Second Amendment and a few issues than Democrats. And Democrats have been winning elections in New Jersey, Virginia, and California. And Virginia is a major swing state, as you know. It goes both ways, whereas New Jersey and California are historically predominantly Democrat. And Democrats also held on to key seats they already had. So that's reversing a 10-year trend of seats going to Republicans at the state, federal, and, for that matter, county level. But this was state elections nationwide. And so what we're going to have is an engineered backlash where we will lose good Republican seats of people that are a little bit better than Democrats, all because Bush is such a horrible, traitorous, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, tax-and-spend corporate shill. And he's designed to bring the Democrats in mass. So Republicans, you can celebrate that all day long. The Republicans have the House, the Senate, so they've got the legislative. They've got most of the federal judgeships, 7 of the 9 Supreme Court. Excuse me, they're about to have 8 of the 9. Excuse me, 8 of the 9 appointees will be Republican appointees. Boy, I forget. Boy, those numbers are really shifting. And no, it'll be 7 of the 9. No, it'll be 8. I've got to look at that. But the point is that they've got all three branches of government. They've got most of the governorships, most of the legislatures. And what are we seeing? The age of police state, the age of big government, the age of loss of freedoms. There is some more good news, though. The Pentagon is not going along with Bush just because they're facing so many lawsuits and so many problems and so many foreign bases being closed to them. They're at least publicly having to say that they're against torture. Of course, they've got former Soviet gulags all over the Eastern Bloc where they're torturing people, and we've got you, we're going to torture you, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's what they're saying, but Pentagon, at least publicly, explicitly bans detainee torture. So the people carrying out the torture now know they're not going to be protected. The Pentagon scrutinized over treatment of detainees held by U.S. military explicitly bars torture and prohibits the use of dogs to intimidate prisoners in a new interrogation policy directive made public on Tuesday. Of course, we know what policy they're really following. Copper Green from 1970 without a table. And I strap somebody to a table, you turn vertical, and then you lift them into a large bucket of water or a bathtub. Well, normally it's urine and feces, but we'll just say liquid until you start suffocating over and over again. And you'll say whatever they want. You'll say that you are Beelzebub himself or Rumpelstiltskin, it doesn't really matter. And, of course, you can't trust a government that tortures. You can't believe intelligence from people who've been tortured. History just shows that. But the Pentagon is at least explicitly now having to, quote, reverse course and ban detainee torture. They tried to say, well, we can do some pressuring, but if we're pressuring somebody and they die and we didn't mean to kill them, then it's not even torture. So killing someone, you torture them so bad, isn't torture. So that's what Bush meant 2 days ago when he said, we don't torture. We've never tortured. That's what he meant by that, because we control reality, as Karl Rove told the New York Times. We make reality. We decide what reality is. And we'll say one thing one day, another thing the next day, and you'll just have to watch us control reality. Well, the news is you don't control reality. You know, the advertising execs say that TV is the most dominant form of propaganda and control, and that they control reality, perception is reality. Well, when you figure out that it is a projection, and that it is a fraud, and that it is an illusion, and you consciously realize that, then you do not control reality. So you're delusional. You've bought your own hype. And, again, arrogant bullies and big mouths and control freaks and despots are never able to figure that out. They're never able to understand that. Well, here is the newsflash, and so I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to go to a very special guest, the rector at a major Episcopal church who has the thought police trying to tell him what he can and can't say. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Don't forget that coming up in this holiday season, I have slashed the prices on my documentary films. Some of my DVDs, some of my films are as low as $5.95 apiece. When you get multiple copies, because I want to get them out to your friends and family, your neighbors, your churches. We need to educate people about the tyranny that's coming down in this country from both political parties. They're bought and paid for by the same political interest. It's very serious enslavement. We have my three police state films, all three over 2 hours apiece, normally $77.85, now $44.95, a $32 discount. We have the DVD blowout, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, three-hour bombshell film exposing 9/11, the New World Order police state, all of it, and that is $44.95. Three films, 8 hours of footage, normally $71.85, now $45.95. We have my T-shirt special. T-shirts are normally $20. They're now $9.95 apiece as part of the special deal. Any one of the T-shirts you want, folks, we have a deal where you can get all of my films and my book and Paul Watson's book, everything we offer at a massive discount. What's the discount? If you want to give these as gifts to your whole family, this is the one place to do it. Just dozens and dozens of things. Normally $320.40, now $179 for everything we've produced. I mean, that is just a gigantic discount, a savings of over $140. And, of course, we've got individual savings, too. And we're carrying the new book, Codex Magica. We're carrying Exposing All These Weird Secret Societies. We're carrying the book, The Coming Battle, written in 1898 about the Federal Reserve System. We're really expanding what we're doing in the online bookstore at Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online video and bookstore. Or call toll-free, and they can answer all your questions as well and tell you about the different specials. And that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or, last but not least, just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go to our guest, and I'm, again, very honored to have our guest on with us. Let me just first read a paragraph out of the L.A. Times, and there's an accompanying article about conservatives angry at IRS warnings as well. But anti-war sermon brings IRS warning. All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena risk losing its tax-exempt status because of a former rector's remarks in 04. The Internal Revenue Service, now the Commissariat Thought Police, has warned one of Southern California's largest and most liberal churches that it is a risk of losing its tax-exempt status because of anti-war sermon 2 days before the 04 presidential election. Rector J. Edwin Bacon of All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena told many congregants during morning services Sunday that a guest sermon by the church's former rector, Reverend George F. Regas, on October 31st, 04, had prompted a letter from the IRS. And, folks, you need to understand that the L.A. Times got a copy of the sermon. And the sermon, and we're going to go to our guest here in a moment to talk about this, simply said, now listen, I'm not saying vote for Kerry or vote for Bush. They're both, you know, very lordly men, which I disagree with. Both of them are horrid. But that's my opinion. I'm glad to have it, at least for now in this so-called free country. But this war is evil. This war is a fraud. Well, folks, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What separation of church and state is, and that was just an idea, but I tend to agree with it, from Thomas Jefferson, it's a letter, folks, is that we don't have a Church of England. We don't have the government saying, this is the one church, if you don't follow it, we'll cut your head off. Okay? And it's totally turned around where, no, preachers, you don't say you're against abortion. Preachers, you don't say you're against open borders. You don't say you're against gun control. You don't say you're for gun control. You don't say you're for the UN or against it. You don't say you're for communism or you're against communism. Folks, it's called the First Amendment. Preachers have got it, and I've got it, and there shouldn't be any tax exemption system because they shouldn't be paying taxes to begin with because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. All right, he's been holding for 5 minutes. I apologize about that, but I had to preface this about this outrage. And I believe we have Rector J. Edwin Bacon on it. Sir, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for coming on with us. This is preposterous. Do you agree with the statements I've made, or would you like to add to them?
What I would say is that if the IRS position is allowed to stand, it is going to have a chilling effect on freedom of speech and freedom of religion. It is going to have a very chilling effect on the freedom of the pulpit in the U.S. And we are going to continue to do what we've always done, and that is to speak truth to power and bring the core values of the gospel of Jesus Christ to bear on our own personal lives, interpersonal lives, but also on the political scene. So we will continue to ask our president and anybody else who's in power to make the world as it is the way God wants it to be. And that will mean that we will always have something to say about political issues. And the IRS will simply have to do what they're going to do.
But the incredible thing is that the individual you had there giving a sermon, a guest sermon, even their sermon is milquetoast. I think, you know, he shouldn't have prefaced it with, ooh, I'm not being political, and ooh, I'm not. I mean, there's the chilling effect right there, and the IRS says that's not enough. I mean, what, so we can't say we're against the war if we're preachers?
Actually, he didn't apologize for that. The only thing he said was, I am not telling you who to vote for.
But you that's what I'm saying is it's still prefaced. He shouldn't have to preface that. You know what? You should be able to tell people who to vote for.
I disagree. I think it's very important for churches and religious organizations to be nonpartisan. That way we are free to stay focused on the issues and not on personalities.
But sir, I stick with the First Amendment. I mean, I'm sure you heard me say it twice there earlier, how it begins. I mean, that's how our whole Bill of Rights begins, is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You know, people 50 years ago said, oh, let's be reasonable. I mean, never before were our churches regulated. Oh, let's let them tell us not to be political. We should, preachers should be able to say anything they want to say.
We should be able to say anything we want to say up to the point of endorsing candidates. We always ought to be able to say exactly what our core values are and bring them to bear on our own personal lives and our national
lives. But, sir, as you know, the Black Brigade that helped found this country, I mean, our war against the British was led by the pastors.
I think that's fine. I think that over history it has proven that preachers are much freer if they don't endorse candidates for an election.
But I say they're free, period. The government, see, incrementally tells us, well, you know, Pastor, 50 years ago they didn't tell the churches what they could and couldn't say. They just said, oh, it's a formality, sign this little form for your tax exemption. You've always been tax exempt. I mean, how were you guys tax exempt 100 years ago?
I really don't, you can't speak to the history of tax exemption.
Well, you know, the 700 Club, they went after them a decade ago and their tax exemption, and they had to divest some stations because of it, and I was against that when it happened. And they've gone after liberal churches, and it's just all balderdash in my opinion. Should I call you rector or pastor?
I'd rather you call me Ed.
Okay, Ed. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to...
I understand. You can call me rector if you want to be formal.
Sure, sure. No, I'm just trying to let folks know who we're talking to.
Sure.
Specifically,
course.
What did the IRS do? Why are you against what they're saying now? I mean, even with you trying to, I guess, be moderate in your views then, that's still not good enough for them?
Apparently not. They are quite exercised over the fact that we had a preacher criticize the Bush administration during the campaign season. And their position is that had we preached that sermon some other time, in fact, they've looked at all my sermons on the website, and they said if I had preached any of my sermons during that particular season, that would have been an implicit endorsement of a candidate. That is simply not true. There was no way in which this guest preacher was endorsing a candidate. We have never endorsed candidates. We are so very consistent about that, and very clear. But we are as bold as we are called to be to criticize war, to criticize poverty, and to call for economic justice and radical, inclusive love of God. And that made them quite nervous because it was done during the election season.
Well, I mean, I've had the pastors on. I've read countless news articles over the last 11 years I've been on the air, or even longer, where we have seen pastors from across the political spectrum where they come in and say, you wrote this book. This book is tax exempt. This book criticizes Hillary Clinton and it criticizes Janet Reno's sexual preference. That's political, and we are going to audit you. We're going to take your tax exemption. So they're already running around. I mean, now I guess as you're taking on big churches, they're already running around and trying to tell you guys what you can and can't do, and it's totally un-American.
It is totally un-American, and it's totally out of line. They have no right to come in and tell us that we cannot be political. The only thing that the tax law allows them to do is tell us that we cannot be partisan in our criticism.
But, sir, we had laws in this country that black people were two-thirds human. I say those laws are null and void to begin with. I'm not going to follow a law that says I got to jump off a cliff, and I believe the law that you guys are even... See, that's the point. You try to follow an unconstitutional, abhorrent, anathema law that our founding fathers decried. It's the exact kind of stuff that the Church of England did. And then you guys try to follow this balderdash law, and then, boom... What happens? Then they even want more.
That is a huge concern, and the American public should be quite upset about that, because we have been so very careful to adhere to what I consider to be a wise guideline.
But Americans aren't supposed to be thinking about what they're about to say. I mean, I'm sorry to be ranting, Pastor, Rector. I mean, it's just, it's hard for me to deal with here. Can you explain that to me? Why we have to, I mean, I'm not a pastor, but the pastors I have on all the time have to think about what they're about to say?
No, that's not what I understand. Well, now, it will be different if the IRS prevails.
Yeah, let's be specific. What are they now trying to expand here?
They are, their position is that we violated that one section of the IRS regulation against campaign intervention. If they, and of course we did not do that, because we explicitly said we are not telling you how to vote. If they prevail and say that we implicitly did that, then we are very vulnerable, and every other religious community is vulnerable, and every other 501c3 non-governmental organization is vulnerable to the IRS coming in and using a subjective guideline to say that you implicitly endorsed a candidate.
Well, by the way, this works like clockwork. When Bill Clinton's in office, it's conservative churches that get persecuted. When George Bush is in office, it's liberal churches. But I did see in the LA Times that major conservative groups and churches are also against what they're doing to you guys.
That is exactly right. The conservatives and the liberals are together on this matter.
You know, this is really scary, though. We have like this commissariat.
It is scary.
A thought police.
It is quite scary.
Stomping around. So I guess they're saying if during an election you criticize an elected official, that is campaigning, and you just
that is precisely what they're saying, and that is what is so dangerous. They are saying if you criticize a person who's in office, in season and out of season, then you are in violation of the IRS regulations. That simply is not true. But that is their claim.
Well, there's a lot of people that claim all them liberal churches out there, they're commie front, shut them down. Folks, the point is that's the exact kind of stuff the communists would do, would be come in and shut down the churches. I've got them arresting people for sneaking Bibles into China today. I mean, they execute people for that. You know, so I don't want to hear it, folks. Tyranny comes in all these different labels and all these different packages, and we have just got to fight this. We have got to say no to this. Where is this going? I mean, what are they doing to your church right now?
We're in a waiting pattern. What has happened as a result of our going public with this past Sunday is we have had phenomenal support coming our way from people who want to join our church, people who want to give to the Legal Defense Fund, people who are saying we want to do anything we can. We are in a holding pattern, waiting for them now to come back to us and tell us what the next level of inquiry is going to
do. Oh, so you can't even really preach right now?
Oh, no. Quite the contrary. I'm preaching Sunday, and I'm going to preach the way I've always been preaching. No, we're maintaining the position that we're not in the wrong. So we're continuing with business as usual. And in the meantime, we are waiting to hear back from them about whether or not they're going to revoke our tax-exempt status.
What about the faith-based initiative? Bush wants to dole out $9, $10 billion a year, and then the churches will have to hire who the government says. And I know a lot of churches want that money, so they jump on the bandwagon. But, I mean, the faith-based initiative is a total violation of church and state.
I think so, too. I think it really does cross the line of church and state and the establishment of religion.
Cross the line? It jumps the median and runs into the other lane of traffic.
Yeah, that's why we've been against it.
I mean, this is insane. I mean, we've got to the point in America where they're telling people not to preach against war.
That's the incredible part of this, that the federal government would come in and tell a church that they can't preach against war, which the church follows the Prince of Peace, the one who said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." It is absolutely incredible. It's still very difficult for me to believe that they're taking this position.
But reading the LA Times here, it seems like the IRS doesn't care and they're just going forward.
That's precisely correct. They are going forward.
And, you know, I've seen this in the past. They revoke the 501c3, then they claim back taxes, and they'll come yank your church. They'll come steal it.
We have no idea exactly what the penalties would be if they prevail on this.
Well, we know what they've done in the past.
Yes.
So, and more images of SWAT teams taking over churches, just in case somebody doesn't like it, and shelling it off so we can build a Walmart on it. This is unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, we're talking to Rector J. Edwin Bacon. Why don't you give us the website for the church?
Sure. It's All Saints, one word, hyphen, PAS, allsaints.org.
Say that again, please, sir.
Yes. All Saints, one word, -PAS.org.
All right, All Saints, -PAS.
P-A-S. P is in
P-A-S. Okay, good. P-A-S.org. And we'll post that up on Infowars.com. You got about 30 seconds left. Anything else, sir?
I thank you very much for your support, and we have a lot of information at, on our website about the IRS examination, including sermons, my statement, and we would love to hear of any words of support from your listeners.
All right. Thank you so much, Rector. Take care. All right. So there's the fellow that runs the church over there for the preacher. Can't even give a sermon without the thought police coming in. And I've got stacks of articles here from all over the world where they're arresting preachers and grabbing people and... Well, they do it right here in America now with the hate crimes garbage. Bush's Justice Department. Those were conservative preachers, by the way, facing 47 years in prison. Boy, I am very upset about this. What about you? We'll come right back. Tons of news. Another great guest coming up. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Comes to defending our liberty. Across the board, I'm turning the heat up. Coming up, Wayne Madison with the NSA to blow the whistle on a whole bunch of key information and give us great analysis. I really look forward to this interview. And we will have open phones later in the next hour. We'll also, in the third hour, get into what's happening with the energy crisis and the hearings today and what's happening in France. And some really scary police state news concerning Christians being arrested all over the world, including here in the United States of America. So that's coming up. For the next 4 minutes, though, I am honored. Haven't had her in a few weeks. It's good to have her back with us. She's got a little bit of a cold she just got over. And that is Debbie Morrow, the Made in America highest quality. It's what I use. Before they were sponsors, I used them. Made in America Big Berkey. They also have the British Berkey if you want it. And she'll join us here for a few minutes, then we'll start the third hour and get into all this other news and information. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We've got a lot of different specials right now, and for people that have got knockoff filter systems, you guys have got the filters to go in there, knockoff containers, to make them high quality. You've got small sports bottle filters that are very inexpensive that make the water safe to drink. You've got purification that makes it totally clean to below detectable levels. That means there's nothing in it. And you also have a bunch of other specials you're running. This is the gift I give to my special friends who I really care about and to family. And I think it's now time to not procrastinate, especially with people that have the means, and to call and to get some Big Berkeys and give them as gifts so your friends and family will stop drinking that poison. Then you can pester them once they get the filtration system, very simple to use, and make sure they use it. Do you agree with that, Debbie?
Yes, that's true. I do agree with it. And we have some holiday specials or group discount specials that we're making available.
Does that dog come with it?
Yes, that's my protector when the UPS guy comes.
What kind of doggy is it?
He's a mutt. When you pull up the internet and look up the word mutt, it's like they took a picture of him.
Do you know what we have at my office?
A what?
At our office, our new office, we haven't opened yet to the public, this bookstore. We have a basset hound whose name is the Baron, Don Sanchez, or something like that. That was his name on the papers. One of my employees, it's his dog, but I'm kind of expropriating him. We have a basset hound here at the office. People will be able to come by and see.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, I feel real... because, you know, I'm here alone a lot, so I feel real good having my dogs here.
That's right. Debbie, you guys are the national maker and distributor of these, and you answer the phones. People get the lowest price. A Chinese knockoff or an Indian knockoff is about $50 more. Tell us about the specials.
Well, the special that we're having is because a lot of people want to buy for the holiday gift. We'll do 4 of the Berkey light without the light and give 7 Berkey Sport Bottles for free, which the Berkey Sport Bottles, not the generic labeled ones, but the regular Berkey Sport Bottles are $39 each, and we'll do 7 of them, so that's a $273 extra value that you can give away as stocking stuff.
Wait a minute, I haven't heard of this new special. You buy what and you get the 7 of them?
You get 4 Berkey Light for $199 each, and you get 7 Berkey Sport Bottles for free.
And again, these big, they have Lexian stainless steel models.
Right.
But when you get those...
this is the Berkey lights without the light.
And when you get 4 of those units to give as gifts, then you get 7 of the $35 high-quality sports bottles that do 600-plus refills.
Right. And if you get 4 of the stainless steel Royal Berkeys that are $260 each, you get 10 sport Berkeys for free.
Amazing. Folks, give them a call, 1-888-803-4438. And you still got all the other great specials.
Absolutely.
Right, Debbie? People could still get big discounts on a bunch of other stuff. Give her a call, folks, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. All right, the second hour is coming up at you.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.